time to eat your prayers and say your vitamins on Hold My Beer this week. I'm gracious host Danny Mullins. To my right,
Christopher Mania.
You win the podcast. Good job.
Yeah.
Macho Man Kelly Maldonado.
Mr. Kelly Maldonado.
Oh, yeah, I would. He doesn't want to be Macho Man. Fine. And Hitman Hickman. Hitman Hickman. Yeah. What yeah. Like that? Bret Hart. Bret the Hitman Hart. Yeah.
Can be Goldberg.
Yams the Hitman Hickman.
Dude, I wouldn't let you be Scotty Too Hotty.
Yeah, because you can't even do the worm, man. Oh, well, sorry, true. I'm still amped up on all the Pasta Mania talk, but that's just me. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
On your best day, you could be Disco Inferno.
Or Rikishi. Like Disco Inferno.
No, but no, what?
Yeah.
Disco Inferno didn't like Disco Inferno.
Well, I liked him when he did the whole Elvis impersonator.
Never happened.
Disco Inferno is the one person Norman Smiley never smiled at.
And he's the happiest man ever. It was in his name.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's still in the business. He trains people.
Yeah, he's actually a badass.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he, like, actually an Olympian?
No, you're thinking of Kurt Angle. I have no idea.
Another one. That's damn true.
Why are we talking about wrestling? Chris, you said yes to start us off.
I do. Okay, so.
That's Brock Lesnar. Yeah.
Oh, whatever. No, Kurt.
Steroid freak.
No, he's blood doping. It doesn't matter. Chris, you have something to start us out with.
Yeah, so me and my girlfriend has been cleaning out my dad's barn.
Sounds like a fucking nightmare.
And I inherited something. That we were talking about it,
was it the dead raccoon I was saving?
No.
Okay. No, I'll get that.
Dad was upset that somebody stole his dead rat that had been in the barn forever.
I think it's been there since I was born.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Oh, really?
He was upset about it.
Something stole it.
Yeah.
It was that raccoon. It was a raccoon. A raccoon stole it, Chris.
I don't know. Anyway, so we were sitting in the living room, and when the subject got brought up, and I was like, do you still have that? He's like, yeah, and our dad, that doesn't move for anything, got up, ran to the barn, and started going through boxes to find this for me so I could bring it to the podcast.
What the fuck? We don't have it. Our family has nothing of value. All right, show us that dead rat, Chris.
You ready?
I think so.
We're ready.
Booby Stein!
Holy shit, remember the Booby Stein.
Holy.
It's a Stein that's a booby. Uh-huh. You drink out of the nipple.
Yeah.
Why aren't we drinking out of it right now?
I'm going to be.
Oh, my God. Did you wash it?
Yeah, for about 25 minutes.
Yeah. Bare minimum. You drink out of the nipple. Holy shit, guys. Oh, this is going on Instagram immediately.
I remember this was being in their bedroom.
Yeah, I always felt dirty for looking at it.
That just makes it weird.
Yeah. Well, our dad collected Steins, beer Steins.
You know what's funny?
He's got all kinds of them.
Which is fucking hilarious because he only drank wine coolers.
You know what's funny? If I would have found that just casually sitting there, I would have been like, where's the eyes?
What?
It's kind of there, the nipples, the nose. Where's the eyes?
I feel sorry for your new wife.
I'm sorry.
His best friend back in the day handmade it.
Oh, it says MJF on the bottom.
Yeah.
Hey, are you planning on what nipples are?
Yeah, or how to treat a booby in general.
I broke those fuckers.
Ew.
I broke them.
It still feels like you did it wrong then.
No, too much right.
I don't want to know about your honeymoon in that aspect.
I'll give you all the details, bub.
No, thank you. But a booby Stein. Holy shit, I remember this, man. It was intimidating when I was a kid, because I was like, is that what a booby really looks like? And typically, nipples are a little smaller.
Yeah, my girlfriend was jealous, because I was watching the thing. She's like, you don't give mine this much care. I was like, to be honest with you, they don't mean as much to me.
Holy shit, man. That's awesome.
Wow.
Well done.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get a picture of you suckling it to put on the
internet. Oh, yeah.
Not right now. I saw you start to tilt it towards your mouth.
Oh, sorry.
We can wait.
But you see the detail in this.
Yeah.
Look towards the left of the boob, the side boob.
Yeah, the side
boob. This had to have been like a freaking, like a mold of a specific boob, because see there on the left.
That's true. It's blatantly a right breast.
No. Look. There on the left, you would think that it would just start following the cup. But no, it protrudes from the cup.
It does. It has its own side boob.
Yeah. This is like the mold of a boob.
Fantastic. Boob. Yeah. A couple chips in it, a little wear and tear. Handmade Booby Stein.
Yep.
And you should really take up coffee drinking and just take a nice hot cup of Joe every morning straight from the teat.
Wouldn't it be milk?
Don't do that. What?
Wouldn't it be milk?
No, that's gross.
All right, but we had to take a slight break because it turns out the board was active. I just didn't have it hooked up to the laptop we're recording on. So the first 5 minutes or whatever, sorry it sounded so bad. Now you'll be able to hear all those fireworks going off in the background and my dog's fucking barking. But anyways, you put the beer in the tit.
I did.
So, beer review.
And then... Now he's ready to suckle on the teat.
He already did. It's really creepy.
Fucking delicious.
Beer.
Review! So this week we're doing a double barrel beer review because two people brought beer. We could do a triple. I brought beer too, but I'll save it for later.
Oh, you got a third different?
Yeah,
type?
I bought Rolling Rock, but I know it's not very good.
Oh,
you can
yeah,
get 12
yeah,
bottles for $8 right now at Meijer.
That's not a really
go Meijer.
Yeah. So, James, you supplied this one.
I did, and we have with us, we have some Gumball Head by Three Floyds, which, come to find out, is a local brewery in Munster, Indiana.
Homebrew.
This is not an IPA.
I like it better than Adam's Family, Indiana.
There you go. but this is actually a red wheat, and it says red wheat in our proprietary blend of hops give this American wheat brew a lemony finish. Slightly haze in the bottle is yeast added for bottling conditioning. But yeah.
And it's dude, not this normal.
IPA in disguise.
It's not normal. And the artwork and everything on it is kind of neat, and everything is very different. So,
yeah, but, it
and it
like
says
current
the art name character created by Rob Sears.
All right, hurry up, James. This tit's not going to drink itself.
All right. Let's get to
what
some
what are we
boobies.
Cheering to? To our dad, Chris. Papa Mons.
And his
boob obsession.
Wonderful boob.
This dude has hundreds of steins.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but man, he's always loved tits.
I got another surprise for next week.
Oh God, no.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
It's a dick stein.
Oh, shit.
You got to cup the balls or otherwise it won't come out. You're still drinking out of the nipple, Chris.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's all running
it's
down.
So
it's
messy.
Like a really bad stein. Like, there's beer all over you.
Reminds me of childhood, man.
It's dripping off your fucking beard.
Yeah, it does have that initial twang to it, but it goes away and is a lot smoother than normal ones.
No, I actually like this.
Yeah, this is actually really good.
I thought I hated it.
Yeah.
But now that I've had, like, grapefruit beer, to me it tastes like grapefruit beer.
No, I don't get that.
I can understand where you're coming from, and it's that bitterness that's in it.
Is that it?
It reminds you of grapefruit, because grapefruit has a very strong, bitter flavor
I think
to it.
It's like an IPA in disguise.
I don't get the IPA thing.
Well, the citrus and, the bitter,
you
know? I understand
what you're saying, but it has a lot more mellow finish. And
yeah.
It hang around and coat the tongue with that nasty.
All of a sudden, Yams just understands everything that everybody's saying.
If it was an IPA, it would be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're drinking out of the nipple, it's kind of hard to drink out of.
Oh, really?
It's
well, yeah, fucking
nut.
Words to live
that's
by.
How the boob kind of hits him in the bridge of the nose.
Yeah, no, it's the, you're
yeah, you actually look more stupid drinking it backwards.
Yeah,
instead of out of the nipple.
I look like a sexy unicorn.
Tit face.
Tit face. How did you know his name in high school?
I went to high school with him.
I gave him the nickname.
I went to with
no, but hey, back speaking about high school, you guys always hear how I don't know months, the months in order and all that, and I blame it on the fact that I was in a racist school.
You didn't know that?
No.
What? Like, even now, you tell me a month, I can't tell you what number it is.
August.
That's easy, 8.
Damn it.
January.
That's a 12th month? No, but seriously, I screw up a lot between, 4 and 7, okay? Like, I get July and June mixed. But anyway, the point is, at that time, I was living out in the country, right outside of Marion.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go, and I was going out to a country school that they were racist. They left me in a corner, and
which one?
And they wouldn't teach me anything. Do you know when you get to on 37? When you get to the first, was it 24?
Yeah.
Oh, that school that's been
26.
Closed down for a while on the left.
Yeah, yeah, right there. Yeah. That school. It was called, I think it was Lincoln or something. But anyway, the point is, I went to that school because we started living in this farmer's house that I think my parents were working their farms. Because, you know, we were migrants at one point.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had, hundreds of freaking dick steins.
Really? That's a real thing?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I was making a joke.
If you see this, you see that one, right? You see how the base of it is? See how it's kind of curved?
Mm-hmm.
It would just be a dick.
I understand. Okay.
Just hundreds and hundreds
for
of dick
steins.
Stein,
do you need a handle or do you just grab the shaft?
No, man.
I just
shaft it all day.
We weren't allowed in that room.
Glass?
You weren't allowed around his dicks?
Well, no.
That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, he was underage.
So was it because you was a child or because you was a boy?
Probably both.
Hmm. Dude.
He was a boy child.
I was a boy child.
He was a boy
so,
child.
This will come out the day after the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So I was working, and I found a tear-away calendar that had just dumbass holidays, but there's a holiday every day, apparently. I wrote down 5 of them that I thought we would discuss and then decide how exactly Hold My Beer would celebrate.
I don't have time to celebrate 365 fucking holidays. 366 on a leap year.
You know?
Maybe there's one that will appeal to somebody.
I said the wrong number, too, I think. No, I said 366. 365 plus 1 is 366.
That tit went straight to your brain, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. He mathed.
And nipple juice.
All right, and that's why the first one I wrote down was July 5th. National Bikini Day.
Ooh. Well, that one I can celebrate.
Yeah, but how are we celebrating it?
All right, this is how it's
going down. Because I'm thinking now we get another Stein, and then we put a bikini top on it and cut holes so that awkwardly sharp nipples come through and just drink out of that.
No, that's too much.
Oh, no, no. If you're going to celebrate that, we're going to take the leftover fireworks, and they're going to be lit off in the background while we're doing like a, I don't know, kind of like a wet t-shirt contest, but it'll be just like a wet bikini contest while you drink beer. I mean, pretty simple.
So what I'm hearing you saying is we're going to get a bunch of college girls in white shirts, all right? Uh-huh. Hose them down first.
With what?
Beer.
With beer.
Nice.
Oh, like Stone Cold did.
And shoot Roman candles at them.
Oh, my God. I'm in love.
That sounds surprisingly fun.
But instead of beer, away in terror.
But
we'll give him eye protection. Okay. But can you imagine
sexier than goggles?
The bouncing.
If the they lawsuits. Don't bounce, no, hold on. If they don't bounce, no, that's when we shoot him with Roman.
That's
candles.
Where you get. That's when you make sure you get a contract signed, buddy.
Oh, okay.
What yeah. is all right? I'm on board 110%, except for like Bikini Day is awesome. All right.
Yeah.
But what's better than bikinis? Naked. So instead of beer, we use gasoline and the Roman candles.
You want to light them on fire and kill
just,
them all?
Just so the bikinis burn off.
They'll die.
No.
They'll all die.
I vote we take...
They're by water. They can run in.
I vote.
See, that's why you make the bikinis.
Why are they by water all of a sudden? You're just making shit up in your head. Well, no, there's a T-Rex there, so it's fine.
I vote Chris is not allowed to...
We're all making up shit in our head. Danny, shut up, yes.
I vote if we ever get any co-eds, Chris is not allowed around them.
No. See,
seconded.
See, Chris, the easier we do it, you make the bikinis out of flash paper. Little spark, they go.
Oh no, that's kind of cool.
That would be
there
fun.
You go.
I wonder if there's
no danger.
We're working this. We're right? working this. You know,
yeah, no it's real like, danger of burn there.
When the Ultimate Warrior went to WCW, Hulk Hogan tried using that, but just burned his own eyebrows off.
Really?
True story. Oh. See,
well,
I've got to stop watching wrestling. It's
who's looking at their eyebrows
brain.
Anyway?
Hulk Hogan's?
No, these
all Hulkamaniacs.
These coeds.
Oh,
he does have some like major eyebrows, doesn't he?
Yeah,
and a few lucky pasta maniacs.
What is this?
Throwback.
Hey, Kelly, just a quick throwback to last week. What is pasta Mexicano?
I have no idea.
Okay, good.
See, I didn't think it was spaghetti would. With salsa on top.
I would imagine that sounds
right. I thought
right.
it was anything that Hulk Hogan made while drunk on tequila.
I thought it was just regular spaghetti brought to you by a brown man.
Well, then that'd just be regular spaghetti.
Mexicano.
No, it would just be regular spaghetti.
No,
when is it brought
Mexicano.
To you by my brown man?
That's completely different.
Pasta waiter Mexicano.
He'll feed it to you with a spoon.
Yeah. Go ahead and eat that. You don't know what I did to it.
We've got to start holding my beer bar and grill and only let people drink out of those steins.
Oh, yeah.
Could that you imagine just an entire bar full of steins?
Yeah, put some
we'll
chocolate.
Give you dick steins. We don't want to be sexist.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, you got to give the women the option of a dick stein.
And the homosexual community. That is a valuable demographic.
I don't want to just objectify women. I want to objectify everybody.
Put some chocolate milk in it for the kiddos. It'd be cool.
Well, they've got to be at least two or under, okay? Because there's a gray period in there where it gets weird.
Yeah, you know, you don't want
two or under. It seems natural.
Oh, hey, real quick,
what about this white dick stein shooting chocolate milk? It's a fucking mind trip.
Real quick, can I do a South Dakota story?
Yeah, go ahead.
It fits real good because I can imagine like some grown guy just be like, "Yeah, I want the chocolate milk." You know, just like this perfect guy.
Yeah, I like chocolate milk.
Me and my
like
wife.
Chocolate milk.
Me and my wife headed out to the West, you know, for our honeymoon. Mm-hmm. We stopped, I can't remember what it was. I think it was Minnesota. We stopped in a sex shop.
Okay.
All right.
You seem so giddy.
She was so freaked out about this, okay?
I got a sex swing in the corner I haven't been able to use because my doors don't seal properly.
I don't want that.
Okay.
All right, sorry. So my white bread wife, she's all freaking out about this place, okay?
Is this the first time she's ever been in one?
Yeah.
Okay. And Kelly didn't know what a cock ring was until we told him, so he probably
right. You're right. You're
no,
right.
I've been in one before. I used to get porn. Oh. Anyway, I go up to this place. So I go up to this place, and I'm the one like, "Oh, come on, we can go in there. We need lube." So we go in, and like she is the one actually like going forward and like looking at stuff, and I'm like, I'm putting my hands in my pocket, all like embarrassed.
How do I tell her I want a fleshlight? A black one.
No, but the funniest thing about this place, and this is why I bring it up, there was a guy with a bib on in there. What kind of sexual fantasies do you have to have that you go to a sex shop with a bib on?
I'm sure he had a diaper on, too, underneath.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't look at him that hard.
Domination. There's probably a couple of them that could fall under that.
Dude, no, a person that likes has the baby mommy fetish, could you imagine how much he would love that Stein?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it would get him so hard.
Well, sorry, Dad, but guess what's going on eBay?
You can make a lot of money.
Fetish Stein.
Well, you probably sell it to that guy in Minnesota.
Probably, dude. That would change
his fucking
life.
Actually, I think I was still in Illinois. I'm not sure.
My girlfriend's 50. She doesn't lactate anymore, but that couple always lactate.
Yeah.
For beer. For the little baby.
Hell yeah. Can you imagine a boob's lactated beer?
Oh, dude, I would never stop sucking on.
Well, yeah. Like, there would never be one broken marriage. Why would you actually go to the sex shop in a bib? That's all I need to know.
It's all part of it. Yeah, it's part of it.
It's acting that all completely out in his free time.
Now, was you so nervous because that was your first time being in there with a female?
Kind of, yeah.
I love going in there with my wife because she's blind, so I get to describe all the fucked up shit on the walls. Like, honey, fill this, and it's a giant black fist dildo.
No.
Every time I've been in a sex shop, I find one and have my wife fill it.
That's the kind of thing. It's like, what if I see her, like, slightly caress the giant dick? I'm like, oh, crap.
I buy it for her.
I mean, she always says I'm perfect, but, you know, that's
just
words.
You're uncircumcised, so we know you're lying.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
This is Caucasian perfection.
We came this far from
cutting. What?
This far from what?
Buying throat.
Numbing lube?
Numbing, yes.
Yeah, I tried to get my wife to buy it. She wouldn't do it.
I got some at the house. You can just have.
I told her that. I said, we can borrow some from Courtney.
Well, here's what we'll do. We'll bring it over next time. We'll have Kelly use it and then try to suck off a corn dog.
I have frozen
ones in the fridge. We won't even thaw it out for them.
We got beer bottles.
Well, cut this, but I got a story for you guys later. I'm not going to put on the podcast at all.
Is that bad?
Oh.
Well, I'll leave this part in that way then.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Holy shit. All right.
This better be good.
I think we read one holiday.
Yeah, what's next?
Yeah, what's the next holiday?
All right. On August 9th, we'll all celebrate Rice Pudding Day.
Rice Pudding Day.
Yeah, how are we going
to
celebrate?
Mud wrestling, but rice pudding wrestling.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
Hands up.
And only Asians.
Okay, why?
Whoa.
Rice.
Wait.
Middle European.
Wait, Puerto Ricans love rice as well.
Why can't we just have Puerto women and rice pudding? This sounds great. You're ruining it.
Okay. Yeah.
James nailed it perfectly.
I was trying to fit the theme. My bad.
No. Hey. We do not attack the ideas, okay?
And I don't do Puerto Rican women anymore. One sells me $1,200. Fucking bitch.
Oh, good.
She does. But you got that sweet-ass motherfucking lawn chair.
I did.
I was thinking the only way we could really celebrate Rice Pudding Day was eating tapioca pudding and giggling the whole time. It's not really rice pudding.
Fucking rebels.
Or is that the same thing? I'm actually not sure.
No, rice pudding is not. It's made with rice.
Tapioca is made with, like, some sort of freaking...
Okia.
Yeah, there's like a tapioca plant.
Yeah, it's a tapioca plant. And it actually produces arsenic. Yeah. In small portions, just like apple seeds do. So if it's not prepared properly, it can kill you, but it's very difficult not for that to happen.
Did you like do it,
it
on
sounds
purpose?
Like there should be a tapioca day.
I have to do it on purpose.
Did I say tapioca?
Yeah.
You did.
You did.
There should be a tapioca day.
He's still fucking
that's where you
there,
sing
buddy.
To it? Sing to your pudding?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Tapioca? Like karaoke?
It's like karaoke.
Yeah, it's geriatric karaoke.
Maybe that's why all the old people like... tapioca pudding because it's slowly
kill
killing them. Yes, like, see, just get me out of here, please.
My mom would regularly make rice pudding.
Oh, really?
And it would always happen the same. I would cough, and rice would go up my nose.
Oh God!
Oh my gosh!
That can't
the
be
worst
good
thing
with Spanish rice either.
No, well, yeah, it's spicy, you know.
Yeah. Oh wow. I kind of like tapioca pudding. To be honest with you,
it's not bad.
Favorite kind of pudding, Chris?
Chocolate.
Kelly?
Chocolate and vanilla.
Ooh.
You mix it up.
Bread pudding. I do like a bread pudding.
Oh, okay.
Bread pudding
banana
is awesome.
Pudding's the right answer. You get the vanilla wafers in there and the chunks of banana.
It's good, but how much can you actually eat?
What if
it's
a pie, though? Like, a chocolate pudding pie is really good.
That's true. Why are we talking about pies?
Pudding. Because you asked about pudding.
And technically, funny. I mean, like, a chocolate pudding pie is the same texture as, like,
chocolate peanut butter pudding pie.
Oh, gosh. There you go. There you go. That's the favorite pudding.
It's like the same consistency of a peanut...
Penis?
Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, wait, what?
A penis pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's technically pumpkin in the pie, a pudding. Just throw that out there.
I was wondering why you shove a dildo into every pie you make.
I've seen this porno.
Or it's jack-o'-lantern.
I've seen this porno where it had, like, this dad, all right, that he prepared this pumpkin for his daughter, which was, you know. And he would like put water on it, and it grew a penis, which was a dildo just like glued onto this pumpkin. Well,
yeah. We didn't think the pumpkin actually grew a penis.
And then she just went to town.
She fucked the pumpkin?
She did fuck the pumpkin.
Did you watch the whole video?
No.
Did she end up squashing the pumpkin?
She rolled that bitch all over the field.
Yeah. And
it's the great pumpkin.
The greatest thing about it, or the most horrible thing about it, this woman obviously just had a child.
Why do you say that?
Because she was wearing a nightie that was supposed to be a onesie, button it, but it was unbuttoned. And every now and then you could see her, like, belly come out. Marks. Not, like, from fat, from a child.
Maybe she's still pregnant.
And
does that make you feel better or worse about
and
it?
And I thought that this is why they got her, because this penis was huge.
Wow. They sew you back together. It's not how it works.
I may have been wrong. This was when I was young. I didn't know too much.
This is, like, how young?
Well, this 22. Is like when you actually
14.
So when you actually had to search for porn?
No. This porn I found in my brother's room where I usually find all my porn back then.
Huh.
And even now.
I go, hey, bro, over, let me check under
I break into his house.
Mind if I come over? I need to look through something.
The other day he said, hey, maybe I should get a security alarm. I'm like, no. I still got to look for porn.
The internet scares me. I don't want to use it for porns.
You get one, but just... start keeping the porn in the shed.
Yeah.
So I got access.
August 21st is Poets Day.
Poets Day?
Poets Day.
I like a good poetry. I like a good poetry? I meant reading.
Can we just go slam some poets?
I call it slam poetry. It'll be like ironic poetry in the park.
No, just actually slam a poet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you can go and do it. And then we call it slam poetry, and we do it ironically in the park.
And just tell them it's like living art.
Suplex, bitch. Yeah.
Did any of you guys have like a dark...
Oh, when you said slam, I thought it meant sex.
No.
Oh, okay.
Were you fucking poets?
Why not?
That's awkward. I don't need lyrical rhyming while I'm going to town on that.
What would that sound like?
I don't know. I don't want it.
Did anybody else have like a dark emo, like I'm going to write poems all day phase?
No.
No.
No, nobody? God, I wish Robert was here. I went to
a time where I wanted to be an author.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not talking about like, the zombie... author. I wanted to write like
a zombie author.
Well, you know, like the zombie books that you and me always talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I've wrote 2 chapters about.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, in the last 6 years, 2 chapters. But, no, I went through a time when I wanted to be an author.
Yeah. Yeah, I always liked writing and stuff. James has worked on some things.
I mean, what could be more fun than just like thinking about?
Mine was lost because I had it pawned my fucking laptop.
Ew.
And that's where mine was saved on, and then I didn't have the money to get it, and it's gone, so my couple chapters I had wrote are gone, so.
That sucked, man.
And after that, it just kind of broke me, and I didn't want to do it no more.
That's more depressing than any of the poems I wrote when I was in full emo mode.
Yeah.
I didn't have to write poetry because I was juggalo, so my music was my poetry.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
You sit down like, I'm going to write a poem. Bitches ain't shit. Bitches. Fuck, it's already an ICP song.
Who put the chicken on the plate?
Shaggy Two-Dope did. No, who put the chicken on the plate and put it in the fridge?
Yeah.
That fridge is pretty integral to the entire song.
Is it?
No, Chris. That's the song's fucking bullshit. Around.
Well, it represents the existential, you know, view of society.
Soul. Yeah, the fridge is actually your soul.
Yeah.
And chicken is, you know.
So Shaggy's been feeding our soul.
Your vehicle.
No,
there you go.
The chicken is a vehicle.
Because chicken is soul food.
Oh my God. Soup.
Holy shit.
Soup.
That is fucking deep.
Before it goes in the soup.
Are you snapping your fingers like a slam poet? Slam poetry is like...
That's a cafe clap.
Slam poetry is all like, death. No, we are it. That was more of a metal song. Not much of a slam poet myself.
But have you heard this, that like on college campuses, like no one claps anymore because that's somehow chauvinistic? And
No. It can be offensive on showing how much... one person does better than the other one by the applause of the crowd, and it can be very disturbing to some people who are sensitive and the sound and everything like that.
So what if they're afraid of hands?
Now they snap.
What if they're afraid of hands, Kelly?
Well, you gotta shop yours off, obviously.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, fuck people.
Yeah. Yes.
So, for Poets Day, we're just gonna go beat the fuck out of a poet?
It sounds good.
Or listen to ICP. It's whatever.
I feel like you can do both at the same time.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah.
Who is going chicken hunting?
Huh? He's going chicken
hunting. Yeah. They called me a chicken and then kicked me in the dick. There was four of them. They didn't have to fight dirty. It was the little
one.
They
called a shotgun a bucket? I don't know what the fuck that means.
Well, yeah. 12-gauge bucket. Chicken nuggets. I'm reformed, guys. It's okay. August 31st is Trail Mix Day.
Trail mix.
I love some trail mix.
That's when we go out in the woods and we make a rap album on the trail.
I call it
our hot fire trail mix.
No. We would make the trial. We would make it before, and then we would, you know, re-edit it.
Remix it, hand it out on the trails.
There you go.
We find something that is very not rap, like Bob Ross.
Or like Anvilania.
We do Bob Ross while he's painting, put it to a light tone in the background, boom, mixtape.
There you go.
Give it a little every once in a while.
While we're hiking.
Yeah.
Give me a happy little bush.
Happy little clouds, happy little clouds, happy little clouds, happy little clouds.
We'll put a tree right there. Be our own.
Instead of drop the bass, you're like, drop that bush. Because he painted bushes as well.
He does have the fro for it.
Drop that beard.
He does, yeah. He had a fantastic fro.
I'd love to see Bob Ross with a flat top.
Oh, he'd be terrifying.
Just cut that shit into a flat top.
No.
Like an 80s like kids and play flat top, you know what I'm saying?
You might as well be neutering a unicorn.
Eraser head.
Dude, you might as well be neutering a unicorn. You don't fucking do that.
I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
He was 50% fro. 50% happy sunshine. Little clouds or sunshine, and then also somehow 50% our grandparents, because, God, our grandparents watched Bob Ross fucking ever.
What are you talking about? I sat down not too long ago with my kids and watched about 10 episodes of it.
Oh, really?
So it's still good. I enjoy it. It's very mellow.
Mm.
So if you... if
That's
you,
very mellow.
If you chop off a, you know, what did you say about a unicorn?
The horn?
Like, yeah, are you taking? Yeah, if you neuter a unicorn, are you chopping off his dick or his horn?
Balls, Kelly. Balls.
His balls.
Yeah, that's how you neuter something. You don't cut his penis off. My dogs are neutered. They still have penises.
Really?
You want to see?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want to see either, man. That's weird.
Sting, my black lab, has an awkwardly hairy penis.
I used to text Danny, like, when camera phones first came out.
Oh, God,
It didn't matter where. He could be sitting in the same room in his bedroom or out with his friends. Our dog, Duke. You know what I'm talking about? I would just constantly text him pictures of Duke's balls.
Duke had the shiniest balls, man. The shiniest balls. The first picture message I ever got on a cellular device was my dog's testicles. Like the family pet. We still lived at home. And I just get these shiny ass dog testicles. I'm like, well, those are Duke's.
Oh, no, those are Chris's.
Oh, God.
He could have sent you like 10 in a row and just slip in his and one of them. Like, number 6 was his.
Why do these balls look sad?
He was getting really close on those ones.
Do these guys feel old when you say something like that? The very first picture phone?
Kind of, a little bit. Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
yeah, we camera phone. The cell phone come to life.
Oh, yeah.
Make a main stage.
It still seems fairly new to me. Like, I remember not having a phone on me all the time.
I didn't have one until, like, 5 years ago.
The first smartphone was the original Android. It even flipped open to a QWERTY keyboard. I had one. It was the first time, like, internet in your pocket. And the first thing I did was make my wife listen to porn because she couldn't see it. I was like, look what I can do. And she said, oh. So.
Yeah. My Blackberry's back in the day.
Did she tell you, no, you can't?
No, I can't what?
Make her make that sound.
Oh, man.
That's why he has it on the loop, so that way when they're doing it, he just play.
Everything went quiet.
Orgasm Mexicana.
Danny's like, yeah.
So I make you come while I wear a sombrero.
Danny's like, yeah, never done that.
Or this podcast you can put the poncho on your penis.
Guess what I'm doing later.
Hey, can I take the knee?
Can I take that home?
I need it.
I had a Miami Dolphins football helmet on my penis one time.
You've told me, actually, which is really fucking weird.
Yeah. What?
I don't fucking know.
I'm so going to do that.
That's why he's taking it.
That's what he said, yeah.
It's funny because last week, James was like, my dick wouldn't fit in this.
What? It's huge.
It's huge.
Oh, it's...
It is kind of like...
It's wet.
Yeah, it's kind of skinny.
Just put it on and then get hard.
Well, yeah, and then it'd be like a cock ring.
Yeah, there you go.
Somebody's learned.
Yeah. All
right.
Naughty things.
Finally, November 15th is Clean Out Your Fridge Day.
Man, you should have like one of those like once or twice a week or once every other week, you know?
Clean out no, you got to make it a fridge. Thing. It's once a year. You make it a huge thing. And here's how you do it.
See how long you leave something in your fridge?
To be nice, like on Clean Your Fridge Out Day, you go to a buddy's house. You clean out their fridge.
His shit away.
Yeah, you clean out their fridge and then shit in their microwave.
I like that.
I like it. Yeah. Or we watched that episode of Cowboy Bebop where Spike found like that refrigerator where he forgot some sort of rock lobster in there for years and it had grown its own culture and everything.
Did you guys hear that?
Rock lobster?
Kelly just let his nerd fucking hit the floor, man. And then, that's rare on this podcast.
You guys remember that?
You're talking about shit in the microwave reminded me of...
What?
It reminded like I lived with my cousin and he had a roommate.
You still live with your cousin?
Well, your cousin was different with you. Different cousin. I lived with this one.
Oh, okay.
My older cousin. And he had a roommate, and we'd prank each other all the time.
Oh, I love and these one stories. Time,
he took my pillow, and he soaked it, and he put it in the fucking freezer and froze it. So
yeah, you talked about that on the podcast, actually, because you put Icy Hot in his hat, because you're a terrible person.
No, that was his brother. Him, I put it in his fucking underwear.
Oh, my God.
And I left him that one pair. The rest of them, I fucking got wet and froze them sons of bitches, so he only had that pair.
So, for the koozies.
I'm a dick. I know.
Go back and listen to the first like episode of the Amazon. I think it's like episode 3
Yeah,
or
4. He talked about that.
I'm not a bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy at all. He fucking hung my bike out the fucking window of a second story building.
And
an apartment building.
Did that make your balls feel like they were in a fire?
So I wrapped his fucking room in fishing line.
Oh, God.
I turned it into a giant like spider web. And it went fucking everywhere through his fan, all kinds of shit. So when he came in and flipped on the light, the fan started and it tightened it all fucking up.
Holy shit.
And then I hit a hollowed out eggs in his room. So they take time to slowly start smelling.
Oh, my God.
I used to hide fuses from fireworks in his ashtray and shit.
Yeah, you told me
so
about that.
So in the middle
one.
Of the night, he'd be smoking and they'd fucking just go up in flames.
He says fuses, but you know they're full-blown firecrackers.
Well, he locked me in the fucking bathroom, turned out the light, threw one of those 5-minute smoke bombs in there.
Lawsuits.
I mean, he's a dick, too. I mean, we did shit to him.
That might be attempted murder.
One day, he woke up to go to work, and I had got up before him, got to his car, put gloves on his windshield
wipers,
you told
folded
them out. So they're sitting here with middle fingers.
Yeah.
He goes out, and there's his car just flipping him off. we fucked with each other pretty good.
Oh, my car has emotions. What if he thought his car was Kit from then on? Like, thought his car was alive?
Like, oh, man, guys, my car was waving at me this morning. I didn't believe it.
It was really angry. The car was so angry. Oh, fuck, man, this is big.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like everybody cleans out the fridge at the first month when they get their food stamps. So.
Well, no, it's already empty.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you get the food stamps.
Yeah, that's true.
And then,
you can feel bad.
Yeah, but the best way to clean out a fridge, take it out to the country, or you can leave it right there in your kitchen. I really don't give a fuck what you do at your house.
Oh, yeah.
Blow that bitch up with some Tannerite.
Or you put on a hat, climb inside, let a nuke go off. And then you survive just fine.
Yeah.
I've seen Crystal Skull. It is garbage.
That happens.
Yeah, he survives a nuclear blast by getting inside a refrigerator.
Yeah, well, we learn in Fallout 4, though, that doesn't actually work because you find the skeleton in the refrigerator.
Not in 4, but New Vegas.
New Vegas, with the whip and the hat.
Yeah. Huh. Even Fallout made fun of it.
No, you let your nerd fall on the ground.
Fallout's a fucking great game, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Nerd.
3 and New Vegas are fantastic. 4, I'm still on the fence. It's good, but I still haven't beaten
They changed it so much and added so many things that made it kind of difficult to play. It's not as fun as it used to be.
Yeah, there's a lot
so
of chores.
Much tedious shit to
yeah,
do.
A lot of chores, man.
But then again, I'm playing my
old man game. I'll slap you in the face with my nerd, all right?
I am playing my old man game, which has a bunch of little menial tedious tasks.
I've been playing nothing but W.
Hell yeah.
Watch Netflix.
I mean, I remember 2K10. Loved it.
Yeah, that wasn't a thing.
No, it was like WWF, though.
No.
Well, it was a game I played.
They only started 2K in 2012.
2K10?
Oh, it might have been that then.
Like FIFA? Or
this
like
goes back
NBA
to like 64.
World Tour.
Okay. No, before then.
No Mercy.
You had No Mercy.
That's it.
No Mercy.
That's it. I love that freaking game.
Oh, God. It's so fun. I have the WCW equivalent in there and a 64.
Like, I made myself in it. I made myself, of course, a lot skinnier and, strong.
Mm-hmm.
But... That's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's a great game.
See, that's what I love it because, you know, I have a Wii U at home.
Mm-hmm.
I have a PS4 at home. I have an Xbox One. My kids don't fuck with it. I whip out the 64, though. Them motherfuckers won't leave the motherfucker alone.
That's what he said. Yeah, you actually came over and borrowed games
yeah,
like 2 weeks ago.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's weird,
like,
man.
I whipped out Mario Kart. it's damn near a fist fight every time they play that shit because they're so competitive with each other. It's crazy.
Oh, my son loves playing the N64. Like, I have a Spider-Man game that he loves
a couple
playing.
Times. That shit has ended in tears. One of them is so mad Mario and upset Kart. For losing. They're in tears.
No shit.
I'm like, y'all need to chill the hell out.
Oh, wow.
Me and my wife there, we headed out west to, see some Mount Rushmore.
How was it?
You would have been better served Googling it.
And just Googling
looking at the images on Google.
You know when you get on the internet and you go to gargle.com?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's probably a thing.
No, Chris
did you get to go
there.
On top of him?
No.
Was that a thing?
No, it's not. You got to look at him from a close? Distance. You can't. You need like two helicopters and a mule to get up there.
And that mule has to be wearing a jetpack.
Yeah.
Or a sombrero.
Or both.
Or be from the future in some form.
No, it's a mule wearing mountain goats' shoes.
There you go.
Okay.
That's there you go. That would get you up there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, they were all out of those.
Rented out clean, huh?
Yeah. So Crazy Horse is also over there. We'll talk about it, probably here directly, but not worth it. Anyway, but what was worth it, the Badlands. And not far from the Badlands, Wall, South Dakota.
Okay.
What is the Badlands?
He said Badlands.
The Badlands is this awesome place where, like, When the Indians went there, they called it Wanko Tinko or something like that, which means Badlands. And basically, it's just if you don't have a road prepared, it's a very bad place to try to cross. But it's actually very fruitful. You know, there's buffalo and bison out the ass.
With tons of blowjob cactuses.
Yeah.
You'll get done, but it'll hurt.
If you ever head out west, skip Mount Rushmore, or just drive by it and go to the Badlands.
Okay.
But in a little grocery shop, a little grocery store, I found today's beer review beer, which is called Pile of Dirt Porter.
Yo, motherfuckers! Right over here, we got this beautiful bearded bastard, Christopher Mullins. He's gonna do the beer review, and we're gonna sip some brewskis. Teddy Brewskis, New England Pats. You go, New England Pats. Here's Chris Mullins, 12 ounces of beer, fluids. Pop a top, let it rock. Here's Chris Mullins with your Hold My Beer review.
Yeah, from not Crow high hopes Peak. For this one, Kelly.
Well, from Crow's Peak, right. From Crow's Peak, I don't know where Crow's Peak is at, but Brewery. I'm sure it's around
it's
there somewhere.
It's in Spearfish, South Dakota.
There you go.
Spearfish.
It says around the can, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I can deal with that. I can live in a town called Spearfish.
I could do.
It's Pile of Dirt Porter, and it kind of looks redneck, Crow Peak, Brewing Co., Spearfish, South Dakota. But then it's got some hippie bullshit on the side, Kelly.
Yeah, I did not see it
like
when I bought it.
The front design looks like it should say, like, UFC and be like a fighter t-shirt. And on the
tap
side,
out.
Yeah, a tap out shirt. And then all of a sudden on the side it's like funk and love and peace.
Yeah,
it looks like it says fuck though. And that's
Is this? Is Mick Foley's characters?
It looks like
Mankind?
Dude Love.
Yeah, Dude Love. There you go. One.
It looks like Ed Harvey died before he had time to
finish it.
I will say this.
Just throw that cream yellow and brown on it.
I will say this. As far as, I wanted to get something that was native to the area because, hell, I went 1,000 miles away. I can get the beer review beer from 1,000 miles away. It was either this or an IPA.
Yeah, the lesser of two evils.
There you go.
Better stick with the devil you know.
So, what are we cheering to today?
To your honeymoon for one.
All right.
And second off, Dude Love.
Dude Love.
Oh, yeah. Love Mick
Cactus
Foley.
Jack.
Dude Love.
Mankind.
It's Mankind. Oh,
the best commissioner ever.
Yeah, yeah. The words commissioner was too big, so the last letters drooped on his shirt. True story.
Not bad.
It's a coffee beer.
Not bad at all.
It looks like a coffee beer.
Tastes like a coffee beer.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad except for the aftertaste, man. It tastes like
Worcestershire
sauce. It
takes a second, and then all of a sudden...
teriyaki.
That's where I get the coffee taste. Yeah. Just want coffee.
I mean, I wouldn't drink this
cold
on
coffee isn't good.
Ever again or any other kind of regular basis. But,
I mean, it does have a nice creamy head to it. You just spin it a little bit, like in my cup, and you instantly get a nice firm, clean like head to the beer and everything.
Oh, really?
Which is good.
I don't mind it at all, actually.
Kelly, next time you go on a honeymoon, try a little bit harder.
Well, IPA or
she said.
No, she did not say that. In fact, she said, "Please don't kill me."
That sounds worse.
Well,
that
you
sounds
know,
a little
rapey. From all the pleasure kill,
pleasure kill.
That still doesn't sound right.
You kill the deer and then fuck on it?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
Did you try to kill a buffalo while
keep it warm.
They were roaming?
We did not see a buffalo.
The
whole time,
my wife was
seriously sad about this, that we did not see a buffalo. I offered her to take her to the buffalo that we have not far from here.
Yeah, right outside.
37?
Well, the bison. The bison, yeah. She wanted to see a bison.
Well, I mean, I'll talk about that place you can go eat, watch them, and then eat them. Yeah. Off of 37.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about, actually. Yeah. Like, look at nature and then put it in your mouth.
We did buy, like, a 20-pack of, like, Buffalo Slim Jims, but they weren't brand Slim Jims, but that kind of thing,
buffalo,
you know?
Jerky, yeah.
Meat stick, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. There you go. And? No, it wasn't jerky, but... So we got to eat that. We did have buffalo burgers.
How was it?
It was pretty good.
That does remind me, though. Next time we get a chance, or one of us is down in Brown County, there's a place that sells exotic jerkies. I mean, they have over 100 different variety of jerky. We should get some and try it. Some
jerky food. Review!
Jerky exactly. Cast.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's do a whole jerky cast, doesn't
yeah.
it?
I might still have a few of those sticks hanging around.
Yeah, so. It'd be
in the fridge now.
Me to do sometime.
Okay, I tried alligator jerky while I was in Florida.
Hey, guys, this is 6.0% alcohol.
Alcohol?
Alcohol.
So alcohol.
I like how Kelly spoke perfectly the entire night until it was time to do his segment. Not a word of English.
Nope. I think I'm doing fine.
It's all gone. Kelly's drunk again. Oh, no.
So, anything else happen exciting on the
honeymoon? It's called honeymoon.
Yeah.
I will tell you this.
Okay.
Not too big.
Not far from... I mean, we stayed at a bunch of good places. I mean, we Priceline all the time. If you guys ever go out, do Priceline.
No, we do.
Yeah, where you have to like rent it with or get the place without knowing where it's at. It's always great. But the last time we stayed there, we stayed in like a freaking king suite. We had a living room, and the suite was a couch and two chairs and a little dining table, all leather.
Beautiful. Did you have sex on all the furniture?
We did have sex on the desk, but that wasn't there. By that time, I'd already broken her, and we couldn't have too much sex.
Mm. Disappointing.
We did get in the hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So was your hot tub experience as fun as mine?
Well, tell us about yours.
Oh, I did tell us about ours.
In a hotel room by a hot tub. It was kind of awkward.
Yeah, I told the story of, like, I'd never really used a hot tub.
Uh-huh.
So this is kind of my first experience one. We're filling it up. And like I said, I've told this story before, so this is a repeat for some people. But as we're filling it up, I'm like, I asked my wife, I'm like, well, how high does it have to be on before we turn the jets on? Is this cool or does it need to be up here? She's like, no, right there is fine. And I thought she was talking about where it was at the time, not where my hand was in relevancy. So it was below the second set of jets. So I kick them on and all of a sudden, I'm standing there naked, okay? And all of a sudden, it starts shooting across the fucking room, across the wall.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Past one lamp and desk, over our fucking bed, where we're the head of the bed, hitting the next lamp on the other side and the fucking wall of the hotel room. It was a fucking disaster.
No, none
yeah,
of that.
This was crazy.
It's like a cleansing
so
bukkake.
The only thing I could think to do was throw my naked body in front of it to try to save the bed and the lamp so we didn't get charged a fucking deposit on
this
shit.
I would have flooded
so,
that bitch.
That's,
so,
how and he, then, that's how he tries to solve all of life's problems, though, just shoving his dick in front of it like, oh, look at it.
It works out pretty well for you most of the time.
So then it started hitting your balls and you took care of the water, but
well,
it felt so
James,
good.
He has James skin.
Yeah, it felt so good
so
that you started coming.
Yeah.
So you started coming and like sprayed their other walls.
But yeah, it was quite an experience for me. Like I said, maybe yours went a little bit better.
Yeah, no, we didn't have control of it. Maybe that was a good thing. No, I'd never been in a hot tub before. All I know it was freaking hot.
Yeah, that it's in the name.
Well,
it's also
yeah,
a tub.
But I thought it'd be warm, not hot.
It's not a warm
tub,
Kelly.
It's up to you, man. You can set the temperature.
No, there was no settings anywhere.
Are you sure you didn't just have like a...
Was this in the room or like with the pool?
No, this was with the pool.
I was talking about mine. Mine was in the
room. Yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. It was. This was out, you know, and it was really, really hot.
Jacuzzi tubs are awesome. Last time I was at a hotel, I put on swim trunks and I played in it with my son. It was a blast.
Well, yeah. I can see that.
They didn't have a pool?
Yeah, they had a pool.
The only bad thing is, like, Becca.
The jacuzzi tip was in the room.
Parker Small, it's cool. You don't know.
Yeah, no, we got all of his Justice League figures, and we had an underwater battle. We were wearing swim trunks. It was fun.
I hate the way he keeps emphasizing that we were fully clothed.
We weren't fully clothed. We were in swim trunks.
Well, for the situation.
Well, it's weirder anyway. For both Nick and Kelly.
Yeah, well, you keep on saying that.
Why is Superman using a sword? I cannot say...
Why do you say that at all?
It's a sword.
It's sword. That's like a swallowed
sword.
How do
you say it? For real.
Sword.
Sword.
Yeah, it's a soft W.
It's a
sword. Sword. Yeah, there you are, buddy.
Sword.
Yeah.
Why Superman got a sword, Daddy?
The joke doesn't even make sense.
That was your dick.
That's not funny.
So the pinnacle of it all was the Badlands.
Okay.
I mean, this place is beautiful. And I'll show you guys some pictures I got in here. Okay. This is beautiful. I mean, I wish we had spent the whole freaking day there, but instead we spent our return trip. That was our last stop.
Well, while you were gone, we tried to come up with your dream honeymoon.
Okay.
Chris said that it would just be you in your underwear watching TV in front of the air conditioning.
That does sound good.
Oh, okay. Or the drive-in movies.
But we didn't watch any TV.
Oh.
What a waste of time.
You watch reruns of Married with Children.
Does that sound good?
I had the whole series on DVD. $35 at your local Walmart.
Instead, we just had a lot of sex.
It's boring. Watch Married with Children. No, ma'am. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, you said you had something to read real quick.
I did, and it's kind of small, but it's kind of fun. I was wondering, did you guys stay in a hotel room, or did you guys get, like, cabins or anything?
We did stay. At one time, we stayed at this cottage inn that was, like, little red cottages, and, you know, that was pretty cool. Had the worst freaking dust storm ever. God, Chris.
Dude, stop licking
that's
the stein.
Horrible.
When I went to Oklahoma, as I was leaving,
dude, that
the
is,
whole place
you're getting
got
awkwardly
on fire.
Sexual with it. Please stop.
I never wanted to see that.
You guys ready for this
I saw my brother's tongue work. Yeah. It's fucking disturbing.
That wasn't it. That was like a 4.
That was a 4?
Yeah.
On a scale of what? Oh, out of 10.
Yeah. No, not 5. That'd be weird.
No, that was almost as good as I could possibly do. God, what's a 10, though? Never mind. Never fucking mind.
Do you ever use a weed eater?
You really gotta get a flicker back and forth really fast.
Yeah, I might have reached a 10.
Have you ever drove through a car wash?
I might have reached a 10 because, like, for the last couple days of my honeymoon...
A car wash is not as wet as I'm about to make
as a what?
Tit. What?
Anyway, the last couple days of my honeymoon, I wasn't allowed to touch my wife's nipples.
Okay.
They couldn't handle anymore. So I might have reached a 10.
I don't know.
Maybe even 11. So Mount Rushmore, it's just, you know, it's not even worth going to. Look up some pictures on Google. You'll be all right.
Same thing?
Yeah, drive by it maybe. Drive by it maybe. Spend your time at the Badlands. Do not go to the Crazy Horse Monument. Do you guys know about the Crazy Horse Monument?
I know of it, but I don't know any, like, thing.
Really. I do, but that's because you told me before recording.
All right, so this is going to be the face of the Crazy Horse Monument. Monument to this chief crazy horse who never surrendered because he was shot in the back.
And also crazy.
Like and a horse. No, he was hung like a horse, I think. I don't know. Anyway,
is that where a horse came from, you think?
It might be.
His balls were too big. Had too much testosterone causing him to go fucking nuts.
His first name was Small Brain Big Dick. But we change it.
Crazy Horse. More PC. Yeah.
More PC for my people.
No, more PG, I guess.
Either way.
Yeah. So anyway, so we go to this monument. The face is as huge as Mount Rushmore.
Like all of it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They've been working on 90 years. That's all they have done.
Is the face.
And what else are they going to do, though?
They're going to do the face. His arm is going to be pointing out. There's this whole famous scene where this guy asks him, "Where are your people?" And where are your lands? And he points out and says, "My lands are where my people lay dead." Mm-hmm. And that's the whole scene. He's on a horse. Heavy. He's pointing out, right?
So it's kind of like hands up, don't shoot?
Kind of. Okay. But anyway, all they have is his face after 90 years. So we go in and we watch this video about the thing. Turns out, ever since the chief of the Sioux people asked this guy to build this thing, That's the last thing the Native Americans had anything to do with it. The people living, building this is like this Polish guy, his family, who was like the assistant of the guy who built Mount Rushmore, and their family. They do everything. They run the non-for-profit that's funding it because they didn't want the U.S. to pay for it because the white man has given many promises. But he has completed very few. And right?
That's fair.
So, I mean, so and this is all gravy. But no, none of...
You got to tell the rest of the story in that voice.
So not another Native American has been involved in this since the time... The great chief, whatever his name was.
Can we give Kelly a Native American name, or is that bad?
Brought it together.
No, I'm trying to figure out why Kelly didn't speak in that voice the entire time. And he could have been accepted as an Indian.
Good, because I'm going to give him one anyways.
Okay. What's my Native name? Chief in the Hip.
Chief Hooded Dick.
Sold.
Hiding Bison. Hiding bison giant testicle balls.
I don't know.
Testicle balls?
That's true.
Redundant.
Chris?
Oh, man, I'm thinking. I don't think I can beat Hooded Dick.
Chief Hooded Dick, man. That's what I said. It's sold right there, man. Chief Hooded Dick. There was no reason to come up with anything else.
No, but seriously, like...
Chief Lead with tiny body, but big hood.
No, but seriously, though, this place has not been touched by another Native American since they, asked this guy to do it. And I'm thinking, if this place ever gets done, you know, in like 2359, mm-hmm. it's going to be a testament to the Polish people, or at least his family.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like 90 years? Is that what you said?
90 years.
90 years. Do they just have one chisel and one hammer? Like, they blew Mount Rushmore out with dynamite.
No,
that's
it's
how
just
they did
this
that.
One family until he can populate this work crew himself, because that's who they are.
No, the guy has 14 children?
Yeah, like 14 kids.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and like half of them are involved in it. He didn't even get all of them involved in it.
So he has 7 workers that are kind of into it.
Yeah.
Because they have to be.
Or and some are chisel and a hammer.
Yeah, some are like CEOs and like heads of the... the committees and all that, because it's non-for-profit, you know? So.
Right. Could you imagine that? Like, Dad, I've worked, like, fucking 10 years on your project, and I finally finished a nostril.
Yeah. Like, yeah, well, they're about to do some blasting on his arm.
That sounds hot.
Yeah.
Is he going to fuck his sister?
Oh, yeah.
One blast on your arm. There is this giant hole. That's the first thing. That's the only thing they got done, like, this giant hole that, like, where it's going to be, like, underneath his arm, so it's like a giant
They did
vagina.
His armpit?
Yeah,
pretty much. His face and his one armpit. And next week they're going to start on the nipple.
This sounds very racist because like we're talking about race. We're talking about race here, but peoples.
Uh huh.
But where are you at, Native Americans?
It seems like a project
Seriously.
That like you'd want to band behind, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, this is
I'm
you're about
say that
to
they
make
have a lot of money in those casinos, but they probably could chip in a little bit to help.
Well, yeah, you know, and we paid $22 in park, so that helped.
And to be fair, it's. Chippewa Inn.
Nice.
You said Chippin to help.
Those were Iroquois Indians. They don't have nothing to do with
the
Sioux.
The
yeah, Chippin' the Wall.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is my advice if you head out west.
It's my favorite Pink Floyd song.
Drive by the Wall. drive by Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Go through. Pay the $21 so that, hey, maybe they can, you know, get his goatee done sometime soon.
Right.
You know? And then just leave because it's not worth it. Go back to the Badlands if you haven't been there already and just spend a day there. It's awesome. You see God's creation like you've never seen. The prairie dogs
That's usually why I go to Pornhub.
Yeah, you know. The prairie dogs do have the plague.
Nature to labia?
God's creations.
Yeah. Okay.
The prairie dogs do have the plague. Stay away from the prairie dogs. We're talking about the bubonic plague, by the way.
That's
yes.
curable now.
Well, you know, but still, stay away from
me.
Yeah. I don't really like weighing in on the Native American thing, because the only thing I really know about Native Americans, I learned from a Tim McGraw song. Half Chippewa, Cherokee, I'm a one of a kind. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And if we've learned anything from the recent episodes of Hold My Beer.
To not take the girl.
It's that that song's really sad.
Yeah.
The Tim McGraw song.
It's kind of funny.
I love
if you
it.
Think it was, please don't take the Euro.
like a Euro sandwich?
Yeah. This is a girl. I thought that the other night. I left.
Yeah, but no, because then the euro gets cancer.
Poor baby lamb.
I thought that popped in my head the other night while sitting on the couch, and I actually typed that. That's a note on my phone. Timbergirl's number one hit. Please don't take the euro.
Get a fucking life.
I don't know why. I was like, this shit's going to kill. It didn't.
That's not Tim McGraw's hit. That's Tim Graupolis.
Tim Graupolis. My second favorite Graupolopolis. Country musician. As I was saying, if we learned anything recently, it's that country music is kind of bad. But Tim McGraw, holy shit, dude. It's the like best thing he ever did was manage Taco Bell in The Blind Side.
No, bullshit. Bullshit.
Oh, yeah?
The song where he's like, I may be a real bad boy, but I mean, I'm an even worse man. I love that song.
You don't even know the name of it.
Yeah, because, you know.
I love it. I think it's called Brick in the Wall. Or Stairway to Heaven?
Might be. Or L.A. Woman.
No, it's Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman.
Yeah. That's what it was.
No, wait. Sure. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
I can never not love Metallica just because of the random, yeah! From like the Load and Reload years?
Oh, yeah.
Or Garage Inc. Fucking Fuel.
Anything before Fuel, damn it.
No, Fuel's amazing.
They cut their hair. That's horrible.
I have a plaque that has a thirst of Fuel in my race car.
I literally love Fuel. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because he wants you to give him fuel and give him fire.
But do you think
and
remember?
Give him everything that he desires.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Where are you, genie? Let's do this.
Yeah.
But
you
seriously,
Kenny
though.
G? Huh? You said Kenny G?
No, genie.
He said, are you a genie?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me everything.
Dude, what if James Hetfield got a hold of a genie?
Through my mom.
You get three wishes. Oh, this is fucking easy. I need fuel, I need fire, I need everything that I desire.
But seriously, do you guys remember how like all the Metallica heads were like so right pissed off? So pissed off that they cut their hair.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Everybody
sold out.
So pissed off. They were like, "Oh, they sold out." And James Hetfield was like on Behind the Music or something. He was like, "Yeah, we sold out every venue we went to."
They played to 500,000 people in Russia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do with that? What are you gonna do with that?
You're gonna fuck off.
What you gonna do with it? Because if you're thinking Metallica, you might as well be thinking Stitches, right?
But since we're talking about music...
Since we're talking about Genie real quick.
Okay.
Since we're talking about Genies, and then
I actually
go
prefer
to your,
the Genie.
I got
topic.
A quick joke. My mom told me about this.
Genie in a bottle? Christina Aguilar?
My mom told me a joke today, and it's just hilarious. Okay? She told me in Spanish, but I'll translate it in English. As Chris rubs his titty,
like lamp,
titty
yeah.
cup for his, you know, comfort. Anyway, she's like... this guy finds a genie, pops out, like, you got 5 wishes. And he's like, 5? I thought it was 3. And he's like, well, you're so fucked that you need the extra 2.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
go ahead, good. Bud.
No, it was like, we were talking about music and stuff, and, like, James brought up Metallica and Napster and that whole bullshit.
Yeah.
Technically, our downloads right now, a month, our shitty non-promotional podcasts,
mm-hmm.
if we sold albums to the people already downloaded, we would chart on the billboards now if we sold physical copies of this podcast.
Is that bad?
Like a number 1 or 2 album, like on the rap independent charts. Not even mm-hmm. independent, just regular hip-hop charts.
Like Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can sell 4,700 copies and be in the top 5.
Shoot from the hip. Shit.
They sell that few hard copies of albums. That's including iTunes.
Oh, wow.
Like everyone does YouTube and Spotify and shit like that.
I still try to buy mine.
That's the thing. Shoot from the hip. What's the last album you bought?
And
what's the last album you will buy?
I just bought one like 2 weeks later. 2 weeks ago, it was Mac Miller Best Day Ever.
Why'd you buy it?
Because I like it.
But didn't you have it like digital form?
No. All I have is my phone.
So yeah,
I'm not looking up YouTube videos to listen to while I'm at work. I listen to it on my phone.
Well, so you bought the digital version.
Yeah, I mean, that's the last one I had bought, though. That's an album I bought.
Okay.
I bought the whole album via iTunes.
Now, that's a good question, though. Physical copy, the last one I bought was Mayday.
It was Elvis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I bought Elvis.
Thank you. Thank you. Is my prize still here?
Yeah, it's still here, man.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have a CD player anymore.
Where's my...
Sombrero?
Sombrero. I forgot the name of it, by the way.
Andale.
There it is. Arriba, arriba.
Do that in the Native American speak now.
I don't think you can do it.
Arriba.
Arriba. No, because, see, Native Americans before the Spanish and the Europeans came, so
Yeah, when the Spanish came, they really got fucked up.
Oh, hell.
Oh, yeah, the blankets. Yeah. Yeah, we were screwed.
Where'd it go, Kelly? You know, these Native Americans, they don't even know.
That's cool. They just want to ask us questions.
They don't even know.
Some sort of inquisition.
It's weird. We were so screwed. We had to change religions.
That's not cool, man.
Now we're all owned by the Pope. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, what the hell? We, like, pay millions of dollars to see this guy. What the hell?
How many guys like the Buffalo Bills?
Nobody?
Just
I
you.
I liked O.J. Simpson.
In the whole United States,
well, that's
kind of
funny because I'm about to talk about them.
Unfortunately, I think Chris liked his post-NFL career.
Okay.
Naked Gun movies were good.
Yeah, thank you.
They were good.
Awesome. Hertz Rent-A-Car.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well.
Rent-A-Carl.
This does talk about the 1970s Buffalo Bills.
1970s Buffalo Bills?
Bills, yes. Well, back in 1970, they barely lost a game by missing a bad pass for a touchdown. And because of that, they were awarded the number one draft pick, in which they picked up O.J. Simpson.
Okay? The juice.
All right. He stays in Buffalo for a while, and that is where he meets his wife.
Oh.
And then he allegedly kills her. Then he hires Mr. Robert Kardashian to be his lawyer.
Oh, God.
Okay. They win the case, making the Kardashians somewhat famous.
That's too big.
Then Kim drops a sex tape and becomes famous. So basically, the 1970 Buffalo Bills are the reason we have to deal with the Kardashians today.
Oh,
because
no.
If they had won that game, they would have got the first round pick. They wouldn't have picked up O.J. Simpson. He would have never met Nicole. He would have never killed the bitch. They would have never been hired as lawyers. And that shit would have never fucking happened.
Yeah, oh, my like, gosh. If they didn't pick him up, the Colts might have, and then... You
so,
know.
Because of the Bills, we're tortured to fucking day. Who the fuck was it that made the bad pass? Because he needs to be kicked in the dick.
Yeah, I agree
but
with
that's
that,
what man. I had. That's my little bit I had to end on, guys. Just to go. Make sure, if you didn't hate the Bills then, you sure the fuck do now.
I have a question, though.
Shoot.
What's going on with Troll and Jeremy or whatever
they
it was?
They don't really hang out anymore because...
Troll and Jason, not Jeremy. I'll cut that part. Yeah. So, hey, Matt, I'm Dave Mullins. Fuck this.
I'm Chris Mullins.
I'm recently married Kelly.
Or?
Mr. Oh, wait.
Chief Hooded Dick.
Chief Hooded Dick.
And I'm Yams. And
we'll hold your beer.
There we go.
Everybody else wants to say it. Like, I thought about saying it, too. Like, man, we'll hold your beer. It's fun
just,
to say.
I'm
we will hold your
up.
Beer.
No, I just...
And that... And.
We will hold your beer as our ancestors hoiled each other's...
We will hoiled?
Held each other's beers.
We will hold your
And
fire.
We will held,
holding
hold
beers
each
and
other's
kicking
beers
ass.
Forever.
Can that be our new slogan?
Holding beers and kicking ass?
Yeah.
Do we have a kicking slogan? Anybody's ass, though.
What?
Do we have a slogan to replace?
We had them before the white man came.
It used to be sobriety be damned.
Yeah, well, I haven't used that in a while.
Oh.
Fire water destroyed my people.
Oh, my God. I'm going to leave this all after the credits so people know what I had to go through to edit this piece of shit.
Oh, real, like, we could be rich right now if we didn't give this shit away for free. We could be, like, topping the charts.
What?
Nobody would buy this.
I wouldn't pay for it. You know?
Why would you screw the cow if you can get the milk for free?
Yeah. I don't know. Why did you?
Yeah, why'd you fuck a cow?
Do right? I need to kick Chris's ass now?
Why?
I think so.
Well, no, that's why the cow kicked Kelly in the belly of the barn. Boom!
Bringing it around!